That's why you have to be really mindful of like what you're consuming. Like, that's why we're saying it's a lie. Like, don't believe, like, question everything.
I don't get why this girl needs to put the whole of Sephora on her face.
Like we were talking about today, like, we're so wrapped up in like other people's shit and the shit that doesn't matter that like sometimes you need to hear the common sense thing.
The other day was like Sid the Sloth looking ass. I was like... Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the pod. Today, we finally have some guests on, and they're our favorite honorary co-hosts. We have Rome and Francie back on the pod.
It's been a while. Am I waving? It's been a while since we had both on at the same time, so pleasure.
Should be a fun one. Okay, let's get right into it, because we have a lot that we want to cover today. Weekly updates. Does anybody have anything they want to share? Anything that happened this week? Funny? Cool? Scary, weird,
random.
I've been locked up. Can't lie. I haven't been doing much. I feel like I've been living a fucking boring life these last little bit.
That?
Service ring. I've been caught up with work. Yeah. Work's taking over, man. Mm. It's the rat race.
To one of my points, which is what we're going to talk about today a little bit. But one of my weekly updates is I also started like on a new team slash job. And like, I don't know, but like, when work takes over like that and you have like a couple busy days in a row, you literally feel like you don't have a life. Mm-hmm. And it's so overwhelming sometimes that like you just want to cry. And it's like not even because you don't like your job. It's just because you're like, is this what life is? You know what I mean?
Just working 9 to 5 just to fucking pay bills and do this
and you
that.
Could,
and
you could love it and you could be good at it. But it's like, is this really what life is all about? You know?
Yeah, it's actually crazy. Okay, work 8 to 5. I get home at 6. Walk my dog. It's 6:30. Get changed, 7 now, have dinner, 7:30. I have like 2.5 hours mm-hmm. to myself. Yeah.
You feel like you only really have 2.5 hours in your day in general. Like you don't feel like the rest of the day was
like
for
then the
you.
Weekend flies by. Like
Roman always does this. He'll get home and he'll like, and I'll ask him to do something or like with me, like let's do something together. He's like, I haven't had any time today. But it's like 7 o'clock at night. He's like, I literally have 2 hours. I'm like, you had all day. He's like, I was working though. And then I was driving. And it's almost like we don't consider the things that we're doing for like work and shit, like part of our time, like our day. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. Robots.
Okay. So we have a couple of travel plans in this group. So let's talk about it. What's everyone doing?
Well, Sam and I are going to Chicago in April.
On a little podcast trip.
We're very excited.
That is pretty sick.
We want to make it like a, well, I don't know. I always, like, I used to struggle with the mindset of traveling. Like, I always used to say, like, it's not a right time or, like, it's not a good time or, like, not financially, like, good for me or with work. But, like, you will never find the right time. You have to make the right time for yourself, well, you know?
It's only going
to
get harder. Imagine when you have kids.
But that's what I mean. Like, there's never going to be a right time. You got to make that time for you to, like, do what you want to do. And why not do it when we're young? Like, so we're going to Chicago, but we're making it kind of like a business trip. So we're going to, you know, have some cool fun things content wise and like we're trying to like interview little businesses there and places there. I've never been to Chicago. Sam has. She said she liked it.
I've been once but it wasn't great, mostly because like while I was there we found out some like bad news that was happening at home. I found out some bad news that was happening at home just with like health stuff. And it, like, ruined the rest of my trip. So I didn't really get to experience it. But Chicago's really nice. And, like, I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions about Chicago. Like,
I think it's, like, a dangerous city. Not, like,
I felt safer in Chicago than I did New York. I don't know anything about, like, the safeness of each city. Maybe it's just, like, in my mind. But, like, one thing that did trip me out, though, is that the security guard in CVS had a gun strapped. Like,
security guard?
Yeah, and I was like tripped out. I was like, oh,
well, they're allowed, no?
No, they are, but it's a bit trippy because I was like, there's a gun like right there.
Yeah, because we're not
security
used,
guys
we're not
here
used
don't
to
have guns.
Someone's gonna rob a like $20 bottle of Advil and get chopped down in the middle of CVS.
Or like
what are they stealing from CVS? They need to be strapped
know.
Up.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Three Musketeers chocolate
yeah,
bars.
Like there's one thing over $100 in that store. Like,
but I was looking at TikTok and people like love living there. Like
people
it says, like
people
I moved from
there.
Toronto to Chicago and I love it. Like it's a different vibe. So I'm excited for that. And then Fran and I are going to Italy for his friend's wedding in June. And it's also my birthday while we're there. And we're like, we're not just going to go for 3 days in Italy. We might as well make a trip out of it. So we're going, I'm going for 10 days. You're going for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. So. It's weird. I swear you're going for like 11 and I'm going for 15. It's like the weirdest.
Yeah, the weirdest like amount. Days. But we made like a really sick itinerary and I'm really, really excited for that.
Say we?
I did, but you like it. You approved. You approved of it. So stamp really excited. Of approval. Yeah. But anyways, if you guys if you guys have any Chicago recommendations, let us know. And Italy recommendations. We're going to Puglia. So I've never been there before.
Puglia. How about you?
Puglia.
I'm going to Arizona for a bachelor party.
Oh, fun.
For like 4 days.
He's going while we're in Chicago. He's going to be in Arizona.
That's mint timing.
Yeah, that is perfect pretty good. Timing.
Yeah. No, I don't have to come home and have anxiety.
The house.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one's Sam's clothes are.
Pretty cool. We've all become quite the, what's it called?
Travelers?
No. Jet setters.
Never heard that before.
Wait, really? It's an older term.
Never heard that.
No, older.
Oh. I thought you said military. Yeah, we become jet setters, except Fran and I, this Fran, we're driving to Chicago. We're taking a road trip because I made her pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hope you guys make it.
No, it's
only 8 hours.
I drove to Chicago.
No, not like that. Like, don't kill each other in the fucking
time
before you get
there. I'll probably sleep. She's driving.
Yeah, I have to drive the whole way.
Yeah, because you're going crazy in a car together.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I will.
I'm glad that this is
really early, like 4:30.
But honestly, the drive is really. I don't think you remembered your own camera and you do the face. We have to get that. Please, no, we're not cutting that. I'm zooming in. No, I'm saying
he always zooms in.
Because he always makes that face.
What are you talking
like
that?
Because I'm actually dying. He always makes that face when I say something, but he's
what, like, man? Just natural. It's just a natural reaction.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Wait, why did you do that face too? Because we said 4:30.
No, like, it's like when he's not really, like, listening to what I'm saying. He's kind of just like this.
Sorry. Oh, my God, that killed me.
Okay, anyways, we're leaving at 4:30.
When Fran starts yapping, just give her that face.
Rome just goes into like a blank stare.
Yeah, so just like,
that's better than that.
Right. No, but it's actually not because at least he's nodding his head. Rome's like, sarcastic.
I'll hear her talking and then she'll be like, you're not listening, are you? And I hear that part and I'm like, yeah. No, I was listening. She's like, what did I just say? I'm like, I just stare at her.
You know that voice in a dream? It's like almost like muffled. Does that come back?
Sam like quizzes you after she speaks sometimes. Just it's me too.
Because no one listens to me. Anyways, we're road tripping and that was that. And we're waking Fran up at 4:30. Anyways, have you guys seen that trend where it goes social media is fake? So here's something I struggle with.
No.
Okay. So basically,
they're free phase. For you phase. Their for you pages are not like.
Yeah, they're not.
Wait, so like you say something like kind of personal because like no one's going to see it?
Because, okay, like if everyone were to, like I know you guys aren't as active on socials as we are, but still, like if we were going to your profile, like it's only really highlights of your life. Like we talk about this stuff a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And there's this trend that's like social media is fake. So here's something I struggle with. People will talk about like something with like health or mental health or like something in their life that they've always struggled with. And it's like creating this like breaking the fourth wall sort of vibe. So I thought we'd go around. This is the thing she said that would have to come up on the spot. But we go around and say like one thing that you struggle with that maybe if someone coming onto your profile, they would never think of.
Doesn't have to be that deep either.
Doesn't have to be that deep.
It can
be,
just
like,
be like,
I don't know how to tie my shoes. It's like,
no, not that. But, you know, it doesn't have to be like.
Profound.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start.
No, you.
No, you.
No, you.
No, you start. Okay. It was your idea. You
yeah, like why?
Thoughts.
No. Yeah, go ahead. It's your idea. Go. Start with social media is fake, but
social media is fake. So here's something I struggle with. I struggle with a lot of things, so I need to like try and like hone them. Probably like when people, this is weird, but when people look at my bio on social media, like I like always want them to perceive me as like successful. Is that weird?
Not really.
No.
Like, I want them to look at my bio and be like, oh, she does this, this, and that. But, like, deep down, I want to just chill the fuck out. But, like, at the same time, like, I want people to perceive me a certain way. It's, like, weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I struggle with, like, I guess, I don't know if it's self-image or, like, the way that people just, like, I guess just the way that people perceive me sometimes. And then it doesn't match up with, like, how I actually want to feel.
I feel like that's everyone.
Yeah.
Especially probably. Influencers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see this, like, perfect picture of like someone. Meanwhile, there's like six people behind it. There's like an editor, the camera guy, Yeah. Fucking person with the fan behind the person's hair. Like, you know, like it's like team behind the one picture. Like, it's like so fake.
Something else is, here's something I struggle with is like major, like stomach problems. This is probably every girl. And like, this is something I was seeing on the trend a lot. Like, people are like, oh, I have this, I have that. Like, major, like, I think we've also touched on this on an episode with like food, relationship to food and like food sensitivities, but like that's something I really struggle with too. So yeah, how about you?
Okay, social media is fake, but what's the other prompt? Here's something. Social media is fake, but here's something I struggle with, and that is being consistent with my productivity. So sometimes I feel like I have a hard time getting to be productive, like being productive. Mm-hmm. And I can be lazy sometimes, and then I like, I don't know, I want to always look like I'm doing things, and I'll write down in my notes, do this, 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 my calendars.
You don't do anything.
And I don't end up doing things.
I say that all the time. I literally tell her all
and
the time.
And I don't, but it's not only just like brush teeth.
Like we're sitting there like literally trying to like chill and do something, and you start putting things into your phone as if you're going to do it.
You know what it is? It's that you're thinking of it, and then you're putting it in your phone that gives you that instant gratification that, like, you kind of did something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'm, like, about to do it, and then, like, I just won't end up doing it, and it makes me feel extremely lazy and unsuccessful. So that's something about me.
Okay. Wait.
Yeah.
I have one more other thing, because I feel like my other things were kind of bad, but something I struggle with, too, is, like, money, but not, like, having money, just, like, wanting more money all the time so bad, and like always almost like every day trying to figure out like more ways to make money, that like it actually drives me insane.
I think it's literally just because of where we live.
It's probably a lot of people, but yeah, we'll get into that too later. But
yeah, meanwhile there's like people living in mud huts somewhere that all they want to do is just like enjoy the day, go to the water, see
and
their
they're
family
having the best time too,
chilling, and then we're here like we have no real issues, and we're like stressing every day.
Yeah, we need like 7 streams of income to be like satisfied.
Yeah, I remember hearing something. There's like literally people in like poverty, the suicide rate is like 10 times lower than like like first world countries.
That could also maybe be because they're just not living long and like dying naturally.
I think it's
because
we have like overstimulation of like dopamine in this, like in North America and shit, and we just like
exposed to too many
we're just
things.
Way more exposed to the low lows than people that are just like have like a steady life of just like doing one thing and just
like mediocre.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like an iPad baby sometimes. Yeah. Like, dude, like we're playing video games, I die, there's like a window of 30 seconds where I'm dead and I'm not doing anything. Right on Clash.
Yeah,
Clash
just
Royale,
look at your phone or
TikTok,
something.
Yeah. Like I'm on the toilet, it's like 3 minutes of peace. Meanwhile, like the whole time I'm just scrolling.
You need like that stimulation. It's like,
Something funny I thought when you said the stomach thing, like I'm heavily addicted to cheese. I think it's like my favorite guilty pleasure of all time. But like I'm like almost like lactose now, and like on God at night I rip like Family Guy, like Peter Griffin farts. Like that sounds fake. My stomach is so screwed up now. How much cheese I've eaten my whole life.
Do you think you made yourself lactose from eating so much?
Like a million percent. My mom buys like these like balls of like mozzarella that come in like a stack of like 3. Like I'll eat an entire one in a night, bro. It's probably like 2,000 calories. Rinse. That's
just
like my snack. No crackers, like nothing. Just chop the cheese and eat it.
Yeah.
Sorry, funny story, but we slept with Buff and Buff rips farts.
Oh.
Buff's
yeah,
our adopted
dog.
Okay, but Fran was like, get him off the bed. Like, he stinks when he farts. I'm like, oh, now you know how I feel. Like, when you fart.
Sorry, I don't think mine smell like that.
Like dog
dude,
farts.
Like his smell. Like...
Did you see it again? You did it again. You should stop doing that.
For what reason?
It's just a bad habit.
It's
like,
not really.
It's kind of rude a little bit, actually.
Anyways, okay, my thing that I was going to say is, dude, I literally like woke up yesterday and I like had this like almost like epiphany. Like I realized I've been smoking for 14 years.
What, weed?
Yeah. And like I've only quit for like at most 2 months. Like I've always thought this was like something I had under control. And like randomly I just realized like it's been 14 years.
Hmm.
Like that's kind of like if you've been trying to quit and you haven't been able to do it in this like might be an issue.
Yeah. So is that your social media?
That's my thing, probably.
Do you ever think you will quit?
Yeah, I try to all the time. And I think, like, we don't realize, like, we think it's just weed. Like, it's just, like, this, like, low-key thing, like, you'll always be fine. But, like, I feel like it has, like, serious impact on, like, your mental health. And, like, you were saying, like, the dopamine thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, you need it constantly. Like, when you're smoking, too, you're addicted to those little things, like, whatever. Yeah. It's not good.
It's not. No. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Robin?
I get, mine would probably be, like, disorganized. Like,
hey, wait. Start. Say the whole thing. Social media is fake, so here's something.
Social media is fake. What is it? Social media is fake, but...
Here's something I struggle with.
But here's something I struggle with. I'm, like, I'm very disorganized. Like, I have good thoughts, and I feel like I will act them out. I just, like, can't, like, put them down, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, like, I have no, like, structure in, like, my actions, if that makes sense. Like, I can't, like... I don't know. You know how you have all these fucking lists and shit? You know, he's like writing down what to do at what time. Like, I don't have that skill. Like, I lack it.
I it's like just hard schedule for me to... your Google Calendar.
For yeah. She does all the scheduling for me because, like, I just.
I mean, it's kind of good to be like that in a way, though. You're kind of just like free.
It's like, that sounds knowing. Freeing.
So. Like, I know what you're like, saying. And, like, I'll try to do it. Yeah. And it'll be like a toddler's writing it. Like, dinner. Like, you know, like dinner in North York with Franny. No, dinner. And it's like, don't even have a time, like nothing. Like, I when I try to plan, it's like.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, I feel like that also could be a happy medium. Because for me, like, it's like extreme. Maybe this is also something I struggle with. Like, I wish you could see my calendar. It's like, I spend the day, like, just like, this was my calendar today.
It's literally my calendar.
It started at 5 a.m. So that's 5 a.m.
Like, I don't think I would ever do that for myself. And this is the podcast
where we are right now. Like, I just, it's like, of course, some of it's work, but like, every time something comes to my mind, I'm like, calendar, have to do a calendar. And like, I'll actually do it, but like, there's no blank space. Like, where do I just fucking live? Like, where do I just like be?
You're just living on a schedule.
You know what I mean?
Do you find that causes a little bit of like, not tension, but, what's it called? What's the word? Difference in the relationship when like he's not a planner but you are a planner. Like for example, like date night dates or
not really because he plans dates still, but like sometimes the only reason why it would for me and then you can like speak on you like I don't think it causes that much is that like if it's something that we need to do together like. If I tell him, like, oh, we have a venue visit or, like, we have an appointment at the bank or something and, like, I put it in there and, like, he's gaming up until the last minute. I'm like, did you not see the calendar? Like, we have a thing. He's like, okay, 5 minutes. Then it'll piss me off because I'm like, dude, it's in the calendar. But then I realize, like, okay, he's not living by a calendar. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, it's like, I don't want to have to, like, remind you. Mm-hmm. That's why there's a calendar. Mm-hmm. So that's where it kind of does. But, like, other than that, like, we don't, like, I'm organized for myself, not for him.
It's like you today. You literally told me what I was doing for the entire weekend, and I just didn't acknowledge it because what do I have to say?
Okay,
like, you know, like sorry, but like
and I wasn't telling you
Easter
what you were
Friday.
Doing.
We're doing this Saturday. This Saturday. I'm like,
but the thing with Fran is that like she'll repeat it 10 times.
I didn't repeat it though.
No,
I didn't,
she said it once. But you have to understand. You like dude. I'm working all day. I go to take a nap at my lunch. I wake up to that. I'm like, okay. My weekend's planned.
But it's because I didn't plan your weekend. It's because I'm like she said. It's our plan together. Like it's our family thing. I'm just making sure that you know that. You know it. Where we sometimes get into arguments or like just disconnect. It's like I'll remind him, then he won't acknowledge or like he just won't answer it. And then I'll be like, hello.
You do that to me all the fucking time.
Yeah. Now I know how it feels.
Like no, you do that all the time.
And now I'm like, hello.
Annoying.
Did you see what I said above? And then he's like, why are you saying this? I'm like, well, just say okay. Like, that's
what
all you have
what
to
it
say
is above,
okay.
Too, is like yeah. I feel like almost like a calendar.
You do that.
Almost like maybe a calendar. When shit comes up for you, you say it to me. So, like, sometimes, like, I won't answer my phone for, like, an hour. And then I look back and it's, like, 8 different thoughts that are, like, completely unrelated.
So can
like,
you take buff? Did you take buff? Kiki needs to do this. Oh, the podcast. Did you record And it's, like, dude.
Are you gaming? And then da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's, like, 8 different things. And you're, like, you want me to answer everything. And it's, like.
I think I legit have ADHD.
Either I have to. I'm writing you a list or I'm writing 8 different messages where I'm just, like,
well,
okay.
But it's just, it's like, weird okay, that. It's weird that annoys her about you because she does that to me. I've been sending her emails now. Mm-hmm. Because she will not, like, I'll send her a paragraph on text to explain, like, because I know she'll list things out. Like, I'll say, okay, there's all these things going on for the podcast. Let me just, like, say all of it in a paragraph. But she won't answer. So then I'll email her and I'll be like, hey, and I'll tell her what I did. I'll be like, hey, I emailed this business and we're doing this, this, and that. And then she'll text me and ask me a question that I already emailed her the answer to. And I'm like, did you see the fucking email?
It's because I see and I acknowledge it. Like, it's in my head. And then I'll just ask but you, like, a, that, ideas about it on text.
But then it pisses me off because then I'm repeating myself. I already did my, like, preemptive work and emailed you. So it's, like, documented. But then you'll ask me, hey, did you do this? Or what's going on with this? And I'm like, dude, I literally emailed you. Like, I emailed you it.
And
did you not read it?
Just dead all the time.
It's like, I don't know how this turned into shit on me.
Like, it's not shitting on you.
Always when you got when you're on a podcast, it's you two.
Because nobody else
help me out a little.
No, because nobody else knows.
Like, it's
how,
actually true. Every time they're on together,
you guys do the, you guys do the same shit to me. Yes, you fucking do. Anyways, what to answer her question, does like my over organization, your under organization for you cause any issues with me?
No, I honestly think it's like it's perfect. Like, it works out, you know? Like, I believe opposites attract in some sort of way, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, you are over-organized, but, like, I am, like, over-unorganized. Like, I don't give a shit to the like point.
an organized
yeah.
couple.
Yeah, it's, like, perfectly organized, you know? Like,
the thing I is, think so it works out. I do think that what I need to work on is that, like, because I work from home, like, I'll do, like, I'll work from home, and then I'll do other shit throughout the day. Like, for example, we had to find a wedding planner, so I'll, like, email a bunch of wedding planners. And then, like, I wrote down that I did all this stuff. So when Rome comes home, whether it's that or it's, like, something else, I'll, like, tell him all these things as soon as he comes home. And I feel bad sometimes because he's just, like, I literally just got home
after commuting. It's so hard to, like, pay attention sometimes. That's why I start daydreaming. Then she'll just be talking to me. I'm like, Sam, just give me, like, an hour. Like, just let me just go shower and like just chill out for a bit.
That's how I feel too. Like when you send so much shit while I'm working, like I am locked into work. Like I'm getting these alerts. I have to answer within 3 minutes or like I'm screwed. You know, like I just feel
then
like
I'll
I'm
message
so
you
like,
being like, did you see? And then right away you'll be like, yeah.
Because
I'm at
he
work.
Saw it, but he
on like the triple message, on like the third one.
I messaged you once.
She'll send me like a bunch of messages. Now she like catches on. She'll be like, sorry, I know you're working. You don't have to respond. I'll be like, yeah, I read it.
I did that today. I was gonna phone blast you today about something, and I was like, we'll talk when you're home.
It's getting better that way, for sure.
Okay, so this week when Roman came home from work, he went on a super rant. And it sparked an idea for what we can talk about today. Super ranting about how everyone that says they're rich on social media is a lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how they're getting rich is like whatever they're selling. Yeah.
Because yeah. literally they're just like a scheme. Like yeah. it's actually bullshit.
So these fired a bunch of questions in my head. I'm just going to say them. Basically, how are these people super rich and happy and have all this free time? These people on social media, how do they get there without being unhappy? Like you did not get there without having like thoughts of wanting to quit and like, you know what I mean? But like mm-hmm. they don't show that. Some people do, but like it's very niche. Is it spoiled for us to say, why do I need to work like an absolute dog and compromise? I don't know if that's appropriate to say.
Is this my thoughts?
Yeah, this is literally you. Why do I need to work like a dog and compromise my mental health to build wealth? By wealth, we mean like actual like physical money. And the last thing is, does luck come into play? And before everyone like roasts us in the specifically YouTube comments, I know my grandparents, our parents worked so hard. Like to get to where they were today. What we mean is like now in this day and age, it's not just like go to work from 9 to 5, you make like 100K a year and you're good. 100K isn't like.
Dude, you're literally taking two steps forward and then two steps back.
You're working
like
9 to 5.
You're just doing the same fucking
by
two
working
steps
like
forward
a dog,
and back
I just
your whole
wanna,
life.
By working like a dog, I just want to say like it means working 9 to 5. And then maybe before work and after work,
no,
you're doing
it's
something
just,
else.
I think it's just working to point of like burnout, basically.
Burnout. Yeah. But like, I just want to say, because like last time we said this, like a couple, like a year ago or something, we talked about something like this. Someone was like, so ungrateful. Our parents like came to this country and blah, blah, blah. So that's not what I mean. But anyways, it's a myth to have overnight success pretty much. And like everything that you see on social media and people saying like, oh, I'm rich, do this, get rich. Obviously like is fake, but like, I've fallen into those traps so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that and like think about it. Like, if everyone did what that person said to do, would anyone be making money off of it anymore?
Exactly.
It's like, how would it work? Yeah. How would it work? Just for all you know, that guy just like rented a Lamborghini, chilled, like made a video with that rented Lamborghini. Yeah. Hey, guys, you want to learn how to like drive this one day? Like, yeah. Take my course. Meanwhile, this guy is literally homeless.
Yeah.
Like, just rented a Lamborghini for the day with, like, whatever money he had left. Now he's selling you this course on how to be rich.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
And the thing is, like, with the rise of, like, technology and, like, everyone's on social media no matter what fucking job you have, and that's all great, but I feel like a lot of people in our generation and age now are craving, like, transparency more than ever. I'm almost getting sick of it. I'm almost like, I don't know what's real versus what's not real. Like, I don't know what to believe, so, like, how am I supposed to chase my dreams and follow my goals? Like, I don't really know, like, how far I can take things because, like, everything's a fucking lie.
That's following, sometimes how, like, it feels. False advice almost, you know? Like, you're, like, all these, like, motivational TikToks and shit, and it's just, like, it's, like, unrelatable. It's, like, so specific to their life and, like, their mm-hmm. situations that it's just, like, it's somewhat, like, bad advice, you know? Like, because yeah. it's not...
It's, like, literally one-off.
Yeah, like, it's like, just, like, it's what yeah. worked for you, you know? And, like, other yeah. people try this shit, and I just feel like it's just makes people depressed, you know? They're yeah. like, what the fuck? Like, this isn't working. Like, nothing's working, you know? Like,
do you think it's spoiled to say, like, why do I need to work this hard to be rich or, like, wealthy?
Not really. I think it is annoying. Like, there's so many people that are, like, just in a better position. Like, there's people who, like, have the same thoughts as us, and then they talk to their parents about it who have unlimited amount of money, and they just tell them, okay, put together this business plan, and I'll help you create this business.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's literally what I was telling you.
You know, it's like... You have connections or, like, enough money, like, whatever it may yeah. be, and, like, your parents just hook you up.
Yeah.
Like, you were a failure in university, probably yeah. paid for your grades to get through university. Yeah. Parents are proud of you for that. You couldn't get a job afterwards. Then you get into the cycle of, like, what we're doing right now, mm-hmm. but then your parents bail you out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and I don't know.
That's where luck comes into play, yeah. and just, like, being in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm. I was yeah. going to say, like... Did they work harder? And then you have, like, this P. Diddy shit happening right now. And you're like, okay, did they just get on their knees for the right person? And now they're where they are? Like, I don't know. It's yeah. crazy.
I think yes to that. And I also just think that, like, it's not spoiled to say that because some people just haven't found, like, what they, like, love enough yet to actually want to work all day on it,
and
or like every day.
Take those risks yeah. that people mm. talk on social media, say you gotta take the risks, you
and that's okay. Like, it's sometimes, like, you won't find what you, like, really love until later on in life. But it's like, I think you just have to accept the fact that, like, it's not gonna feel like work once you love it. You shouldn't mm-hmm. feel fucking a pit in your stomach or anxious every single day when you wake up to be able to be rich. Like, I think that's not, you're not rich, you're poor when you do that. Like, I would rather be fucking poor and, like, sane than, like, rich and just, like, every day waking up
stressed.
That's
why I think the city life is what breeds that mentality. Like no amount of money you make is enough, like, unless you're just filthy rich, because, like, everything around you is so expensive and just saturated. Like, you just, like, that's why I just love, like, the town vibe, or just, like, moving into, like, big places, like, rural areas. Like,
we want to
just get
to...
so much more out of your life for way less. Like,
we want to move to Texas or Wyoming.
I'd be down. Texas 100%. I don't know about Wyoming.
I'm down for Texas. But yo, something that you said earlier, like, about the journey aspect of it, people over-glorify the journey aspect of it and, like, make it seem like it's just, like, this beautiful, bright thing.
It's like an epiphany.
After they've made it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they had the same days as us, maybe months, years of, like, being fucking crippled depressed in their basement, like, thinking the same things that we think, but then they made it. And they only remember, like, the, like, positive bits and pieces mm-hmm. of it.
And that's why fucking social media is bullshit, because they only showcase that shit. And then, mm-hmm. like, people with, like, not to shit on anybody, but, like, people with, like, weaker mentals that, like, actually, like, get depressed very easily, like, see that shit, and they're like, I've been working so hard my whole life, like,
yeah.
I'm a fucking piece of shit, like, mm-hmm. I work 5 times, you know, harder
than
this guy.
How is it that easy?
Yeah, am I just stupid? Hard, like, you know,
and I'm working way harder. It's not the people who's posting its fault to, like, educate you on that stuff or just share that stuff. Obviously, it just sucks that there isn't more transparency. Like, that's why you have to be really mindful of, like, what you're consuming. Like, that's why we're saying it's a lie. Like, don't believe, like, question everything. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
You're like, listening to an already wealthy person giving you, like, sound advice because they just have peace of mind in their wealth, you know? Like, it's not, yeah. it's not, like, realistic advice. I don't know.
I think that's a difference, too, between, like, having a mentor and someone you look up to. Like, someone you look up to, like, and is giving you advice, already made it. You're like, I don't know, like, I look up to you, but, like, do I relate? Like, a mentor, I feel like, can really, like, challenge you and, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's always good to find someone like that. It's easier said than done, but... Not to, like, plug us too much, but the whole, like, bridging the gap and, like, finding the journey. Me and Fran are working on some, like, stuff with people who are going to come on the pod and places we're going to go that's going to, like, bridge that gap. So stay tuned for that. What were you going to say? You were going to say something.
I was going to say, when you were like, some people haven't found what they love, like aren't passionate about it. I think when you find that thing that you love, it doesn't feel as hard as work. Like mm-hmm. you're not feeling like you're working so hard because like you've mm-hmm. already gotten to a place where you're happy with your job, your life, and like what you're doing.
But like, and then in my eyes, it's almost like, okay, what if they started to like that because of the opportunity that came from it? It's like,
what do you,
you
mean?
Know, like, someone failed trying this, didn't work out. Someone tried streaming gaming, didn't work out. And then they started doing marketing, SEO, something. They kind of mm-hmm. liked it at the beginning. Then they started making money from it. Now they love it. You know what I mean? It's like,
well,
like, do you, when you're trying something, do you just love it right away? Or like, is it possible that like people spot an opportunity, start making the money, then they start loving it?
And yeah,
then,
like, I mean, I can
that
see
that whole happen. Like bridge in the middle gets confused, and they just make it seem like they loved it from the start.
Yeah,
like it's like, and like, how do you know that like what you are meant to do or like love to do, the thing that you're meant to try, you can't do because you don't have the opportunity to do it right now because mm-hmm. you're stuck in a 9-to-5 because you don't have the money to do it, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you don't have the opportunity. It's like,
and a lot of the time, like a lot of the time, it's like. You need the security and steady paycheck of the 9-to-5 to pursue that thing that you want to do because, like, it needs capital to be able to do it. But the 9-to-5 takes up so much of your time that, yeah. like, by the time you're done work, like, you don't even have the energy to want to do it. So it's, like, it's either, once again, you're literally working from, like, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. every single day and you have no life for a couple of years, or like you take risks and you quit your job. And people go both ways, but it's like, I would love more transparency and like in the process, ways. How did it work? How did it not work? You know, what would you guys do if you could, like, if you could pick something that like you loved? And it's fine if you say like nothing because you don't know yet, but like.
Oh my God.
I don't really know, but it's definitely something with like technology and like computers or. Even like game development. I don't know, like anything. Honestly, anything like gaming related. I genuinely love gaming. I love everything about it.
Like being a, like literally, we say it all the time, but like being a streamer like Jinxy or like someone like big like that, that is the dream. You are getting paid to do what you have fun doing.
Yeah.
And like infinite amounts of money to do it.
Yeah.
Like something you already do.
The more you do it, like the more... better you are at the job. Yeah. Like the more you game doing something you love, like the better streamer you are because you're streaming for more hours. Like it's just like the perfect.
What makes you guys feel like you can't do that right now? Just like time?
Like y'all, like okay, Jinxy like blew up. He's the biggest streamer on the planet. And like he did it for 5 years straight.
Like, gaming every day.
Like 4 years of nothing to just like TikTok becoming more of a thing and then blowing up on TikTok, which then made his Twitch like blow up and all that. Like, literally, it's almost like, I hate saying the word luck, but it is. It almost is luck.
It is.
It's like hitting the fucking lottery.
Yeah.
Like, there's people who are amazing at, like, look at, like, Chris Duenas. Amazing at gaming.
Yeah.
Like, actually, like, top, like, 1%, 0.1% in the world at Call of Duty. Yeah. Entertaining guy as well. Just, the opportunity hasn't come up for him. Like, he's someone who, like, could deserve that. Like, is almost, like, burnt out of it now. Like, used to stream every day. Loved it, doesn't do it anymore because maybe that didn't come into fruition how he thought. Like, that's someone who you like, he should have made it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he put in the hours too, like while working these 9-to-5s and shit, you know, like he did have like jobs and stuff, like
while being entertaining, while being one of the best at the game, like had every aspect that you need to like make it. Just like in my eyes, it's literally like luck. It's the right person seeing it, reposting it, liking it, bringing it to the attention of their viewers, and you made it overnight. Like when people say it happens like overnight, I feel like that's what it is for some of these people.
Well, you never know if you don't try. What if you guys blow up overnight?
But that's what I mean. Like you guys love it, right? Like you guys love gaming, you love strength. I told Roman this, and like he never actually followed through with it. I was like, literally make yourself a schedule. Like every Tuesday and Thursday night, like stream or whatever you do for 2 hours. Like you did it for like 2 weeks and then you stopped. But like you don't know what would happen if you did that for a year.
It's like it goes back to like working, you know, like
I know
we come home and we're like
tired, bro.
A sack of bones, like I just
but you're
like
gaming
I have, like,
anyway.
But sometimes we game and like we don't even like talk that much to each other because we just both know like you're just burnt out from work. Like streaming is like a personality, like
yeah, I guess you're branding yourself.
You don't just
too.
Play and just fucking like those people. Nothing happens to those people, you know. You need to be like.
But I think that you guys could do more than like just play like Valorant or whatever the fuck you play. Like you guys are like our jokes together. Like, why don't you can do like puzzles while you're streaming and like do fun shit. Like, if you committed to doing that even like once a week, like just like treat it like a business meeting. Like, we are fucking streaming tonight. Like, whether it's just you two or like someone else, like, and like try doing that for 6 months. Like, what would happen? And like every time you streamed, you would save the clip from the stream and then you uploaded it on TikTok. Like, maybe nothing would happen, but maybe something would happen. Like, you never actually know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's always worth a shot. Like, it's something we can always go back to, you know? Like, we can always...
We're not down.
It's just like, like, you don't get it. Like, sometimes we get home, we're excited to game and shit. We'll play two games. It's almost like we're not even paying attention to what's happening in the game. We just fucking lose. We get rinsed. But it's just nice to be, like, talking with each other for a bit. Like, whatever.
And then I guess it's after you're turning like, something like, that you, like, that's your piece into, like, doing work. So you're kind of like, will that make you not like it? Eventually down the line. You know what I mean? Because you're treating it like
But isn't it kind of like us podcasting? Or not really, maybe.
I think when it comes to streaming, you actually need to... You need to be like... It needs to be like a full-time thing to... Like a lot of streamers stream like literally... Like the hours people are working. And like that's like their main audience is like during those peak times. Like people... Like fucking all the Valorant streamers are streaming from like... Some guys go on at like 7 a.m. to like 7 p.m. And they're just ripping steady, you know, like every Monday to Friday. And like, that's their work. And then Saturday, Sunday, they're chilling.
Yeah. Like this guy, FIFA, who I'm watching play Warzone right now. So I don't know if he still lives in the UK or he moved to the States or something. But like, bro, he wakes up at 3 a.m. to go to the gym. He has breakfast. He streams for 8 or 10 hours. And then he just chills in his hot tub, has some beers, goes to bed, starts the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, what would it take for us to do that right now? We have to... Take a dive into the deep end, quit your job, like put everything to the side and like start doing this.
Yeah.
And that's being like a hole in debt as well. Like, cause you know,
and
like,
I think that's what a lot of people our age are like struggling with. Like, you have dreams, you have aspirations, but with the economy now and with society, it's like taking risks is like a bigger risk than it used to be. But at the same time, sometimes they pay off. So it's really like, you need to like love it and really believe in yourself, I think. Cause like, like honestly, if me and Fran quit our 9-to-5s or like quit our jobs just to do podcast related stuff, we'd probably be like, I don't know where.
Yeah, imagine if you gave it 100% instead of 15%. Like,
I mean, we definitely gave it more than 15%.
Not 15, like, no, you know what I mean?
I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning.
Say you had like, time wise, maybe.
You had like 40 hours to give towards work. And 38 of that was to your full-time job and 2 hours to your podcast.
Well, people will argue that they do both at the same time and we're just complaining and lazy.
I'm not lazy or complaining because, like, we're still here, you know what I mean? Like, I literally have been waking up.
But
people do, like, say that, right? Like, we personally aren't in the position where, like, again, economy-wise, like, things that, like, we need to fucking pay for and do and live, like, to just do the podcast right now, you know what I mean? Maybe one day, who knows, but, like, I don't know. I guess the point is, like, you really have to, like, weigh out the pros and cons of taking these risks. And again, I wish more people, like, talked about it. I just think that you need to, like, if you really love something, though, I do think that, like, you should try and go for it and go that extra mile. But if it's just, like, oh, you want to get rich and make money and, like, do this, like, back to my first point, it's, like, it's all marketing and it's a lie and don't believe that. And that's what Roman was ranting about when he came home on Tuesday or whenever it was.
Oh, I was just so tired of seeing, like, social media shit of, like, people... Like young people specifically, like 25-year-olds. It's like, dude, you haven't even like been alive long enough to like go through struggles to build wealth, like without a crazy opportunity or a helping hand. Like real shit. It's just facts. Like,
have you guys?
And it just drives me nuts when like these people are like fucking shoving it in your face, like just
unfollow them, dude.
No, it's not anybody specific. Just like TikTok in general.
Just venting.
What are you gonna
just
say?
Like,
who me? Yeah. I forget now.
Have you guys heard of the book called A Happy Pocket Full of Money? It basically talks about, like, wealth consciousness. So, like, I don't know. Like, I read the whole book, but I was like, really? Like, he basically just says that, like, if you think that you're wealthy, like, you already are, which is, like, okay. But, like,
And then,
it's just like,
Like, you own the bank 60K.
No, but I think it's a mindset. Like, if you keep saying, like, I don't have enough money for this, or I'm not, like, realistically, we are all, like, wealthy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you really think about it, it's just like, what do you categorize wealth as? So, like, just like to take this convo for full circle, like, yeah, looking at social media and seeing these people who are rich, especially young people, and you're like, fuck, like, shut up. Like, you, like, how did you actually get there? Yeah. It's like, we can feel that way, but we can also shift it and be like, okay, in my mind, I am wealthy, I'm happy, I'm good. Like, it doesn't always have to be physical money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, maybe that'll make you feel better next time. I don't know. Maybe it's bullshit.
Yeah, I know it's not money. That's why, I don't know, I don't know. That's why I was venting. Just, like, thoughts just...
Yeah, and it's annoying. Like, it's just annoying. Yeah. The world we live in is annoying right now. Yeah. Especially in Canada, I just feel like it's even worse.
Yeah.
Dude, like, specifically I was watching a TikTok again, back to fucking social media, but it's kind of crazy. Like, everything's, like, social media. It's
well, and what's sick, like... We're starting to realize it, but like how censored our shit is in Canada right now. Like Instagram, like YouTube, like all like the only things you can see like unfiltered, uncensored shit on social media right now is like X or Twitter and TikTok.
Yeah,
but oh like, wait, no, the ban on TikTok's only in the U.S., so it'll probably transfer over to Canada.
It's gonna happen eventually, yeah. 100%. Like, but like you don't even realize like we lose track of like things that are happening in the world. Like, I don't know, and, like, I hate to get political and stuff, but, like, Ukraine, Russia, that happened, how long has it been happening for now?
Is almost it still
like
happening?
A year like, and a bit now, like.
Even, I swear it's, like, 2 years it's been happening, and, like, it's all we heard about for a month, we don't know what's happening anymore, they've still been fighting, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
The same with, like, the whole, like, not to get political and stuff, but, like, the whole Palestine thing. All you could hear about for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard a single thing about it since.
Mm-hmm. Legit.
You hear about it from like your followers or something. If like they're like, whatever, they're on either side or they're advocating for either side. They want to spread the news, but like you don't actually know like what's like going on in real time. It's kind of crazy.
Like even that. Did you guys see what happened with that bridge?
Yeah, dude.
That was
like,
crazy.
If it wasn't for like it's not like I turn on the news and I see that anymore like you used to. Like you don't see shit on the news. Nothing. What do they talk about on the news? Like, all I remember on the news is, like, that little slider of, like, the stock. Like, I'm just staring at that, pretending like I'm, like, analyzing what's happening with Apple, Microsoft. It's all I look at the news.
You know what's been on the news a lot lately is just talking about how, like, cars are being stolen everywhere.
Yeah. And I always see jokes about, like... Right. Like, people say that cargo boat was filled with, like, stolen cars from Toronto or something. Like,
outside where we live... Two cars got stolen the other night.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Keep that in.
There's like specific. There's like these guys known as like the Kia Bandits. I don't know where they're from, but like they
drive white BMWs.
And they have like some like fob thing. They can get into like any Kia. And they just like people are filming them. Like, yo, what are you doing? Like, and like they just smash the window of the car, fob into the thing, gone.
That's fucked. Like,
that's terrifying. Just happened. I think that's the worst.
Yeah, I heard they can like take cars in under like 10 seconds now. You can literally just start it and dip. In, like, 10 seconds.
Or even like. Our friend's dad, Shadow, like he had a video of it. It was like a team of like three people. Like one person was holding like a little satellite thing that was like taking the connection from his dad, the key that's in his house, into this like fob. It like literally transfers like whatever it is like to this fob, so it works as if like the key was outside now.
That's why they say don't leave it at your front door.
Yeah,
because
the keys, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I sleep with my keys now.
Crazy. You literally have to. Yeah, that's fucked.
Okay, let's switch gears to end off. We're going to lighten up the mood a bit. And we're going to read some hate comments we've been getting. We've done that before, but...
That's actually
we have
jokes.
Been getting quite a few hate comments.
Not really, actually. I don't... It's just on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, I don't know what that demographic
the
is.
The YouTube community is
the YouTube community? They're like, ruthless. Shut the fuck up. And we're like, okay. Like,
it's kind of like the Reddit community.
They're like, why comment shut up?
Yeah.
Like, why are you even commenting? Like, I don't give a shit.
Because they
like,
can, and they're anonymous. And
but they're not. Let's just not get too
it. Let's just not get like, too butthurt. Addicted to the, like, they're like little iPad babies. Like, actually, like, they need those videos that have, like, someone playing Minecraft plus someone explaining something at the same time. Yeah. You know, like, the double
that's
dopamine
like all
videos.
They like. That's, like, that's all they like.
And then they see two people, like, normal people talking. Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I don't want to hear this shit.
Yeah.
It's just like,
lie to me.
No, it's
lie to me. Tell me something that's not true.
That's so true.
Yeah. Like, it's like, no one wants to hear something that's, like, real and happening. They'd rather, like, hear, like, some drama about something that could be true.
Yeah.
Like, that's so true.
That's actually the truth.
Like, no one gives a fuck.
hate those videos when there's like another video playing. Like, I can't. Like,
I get so distracted. I end up just watching the fucking GTA car falling down the hill.
Beyonce might be a Soviet spy. It's like, okay, locked in.
This is off topic about the hate comments, but me and Roman have been like to go to bed, been watching fruit and vegetable videos to like rejuvenate our mind a bit. Do you watch them too?
No.
Fruit and vegetable videos? Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, not fruit and vegetable videos. This guy does tier lists for like foods.
Oh, that's unreal.
So he does like a tier list for oils, all oils. The olive oil was like S tier, and then like fucking sunflower oil was like F tier. Like,
so what other vegetables?
So why? Why?
So like, yeah, like all the science behind it. Oh, it's so cool. I don't know. I love it.
Surprisingly, romaine lettuce is like S tier, like the best tier. And like really bad tier was one. What was one of the ones that were like not good? Like cucumber or something.
Cucumber. Yeah, like cucumber, because like it's literally just water.
Like, not like not, bad for you. It's just like based on nutrient denseness. Okay, like cucumber. What was the other one? What were the other ones that were like...
Dates aren't that good for you.
They're good for you. They're just like lower tier. Chili peppers are like top tier.
I've heard that like eating spicy food like a lot is like really screwed up for you though. Like I know it has like health benefits, but like for your esophagus...
It's not good for GERD or dysphagia. Yeah. Sorry, off topic too. What I've been doing, it's my new snack and Francie knows. It's kind of disgusting, but you take pepperoncinis and you wrap that... You know those pepperoncinis that you find like
pepperoncinis?
Pepperoncini. Like those little Italian like chili peppers, but they're sweet and like hot at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I wrap it and I wrap hot salami around it and then I eat it.
Yeah, and it's really good. And it's pretty good, but you didn't take the seeds out. And like, so I was literally like a machine gun, like spitting out the seeds after. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Sorry, because you guys were talking about what we watched before bed. We've been watching kind of American Dad. I want to get this out there. Maybe people can like debate
the cartoon
a poll.
American Dad,
Family Guy versus American Dad, and American Dad wins every single time. It's let me say my point.
No, we've been watching Family Guy recently.
No, let me say my point. Okay, can I speak?
Thanks. Go ahead.
First of all, the characters are just better. Okay.
Are they
Roger the Alien?
Are they the same voice actors?
Same like.
Just Stan is Seth MacFarlane. That's it.
And he's also the creator of both shows. I see.
Yeah. It has a storyline. American Dad has an actual beginning, middle, of end that you can like that you can follow. It's like watching an actual show that has like, you know, up and down, and it's funny. Like it actually makes you laugh.
Tell us
Family
about it.
Family Guy.
Tell us about it.
What do you mean?
Tell us about the story. What's the story? What's the general story of American Dad?
Okay. Usually something happens to the kids or the wife.
That's not a very specific story that's following. That kind of sounds like Family Guy.
Not really.
Something happened to Lois. Something happened to
Brian. No, but Family Guy is just like, they're eating pizza and now like Stewie's getting murdered. It's just so
sounds like
random.
Something happened to their kids, like you just said.
No, I know what you're trying to say. I think Family, yeah, but I don't agree.
It just cuts to like random snippets of things that you're
family
like.
Family Guy is just like over dramatic sometimes. Like, they'll do a musical for like 20 minutes and you're like.
Or like when Peter stubs his toe. Like,
I don't like when it drags on like jokes too much. It's like
20 minutes.
Like, that's not funny.
No, but it is funny. But they both have the same sort of storylines. Like Family Guy is just a little bit more exaggerated and I think punchy. Like you have to really get the joke sometimes.
Family Guy is like very like specific jokes. Like they'll take jabs at like actors and actresses that like nobody knows. But then you go look them up and like you listen to like chirp and you just die of laughter.
The Modern Family one? Like that was so funny.
What did they say about Modern Family?
Like you don't remember when they like lived as the Modern Family people for a bit?
Was this a newer episode?
Had to
maybe.
Be, yeah.
Maybe.
I may not have seen it.
It's hilarious.
We need to watch that episode tonight.
Yeah.
We need to find that episode.
We need to watch the newer ones.
American Dad is better.
I can't argue. Like I just like that's your opinion. I just think what you described. You basically said the two shows are the same thing.
No, I just think American Dad has more of a flow. That's a better word. A flow.
You said it has a story, but like, what is the story?
Well, I don't know. Every episode has a different story, but like,
but that's the same as Family Guy.
No, but like, American Dad has like American, a beginning, middle, end. It flows. It's not just like random jokes. Like the jokes kind of like make sense.
Yo, honestly, Family Guy is very like similar though. Like we watched an episode about like Quagmire cheating on Cleveland's wife cheating on him with
Quagmire.
And like it happened at the beginning and like the whole episode's the story of that. But there is like random ass jokes in between that carry
American
on.
Dad, but, you know,
it's literally the same thing, just like different family and
I
guess
made
maybe, by the same person.
Okay, I guess maybe then I just like the characters more in America. Like I just gravitate more towards American Dad characters. Family Guy, I'm just kind of like, don't love you guys.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. So let's read hate comments now because it's been like 10 minutes.
So
this is one for Sam. I don't get why this girl needs to put the whole of Sephora on her face. That's to Sam.
That's what someone said to you?
Yeah.
What the fuck? This is for both of us.
I look good without makeup too, but thank you.
For both of us. It's crazy you start an entire podcast to say shit like this. Not every convo needs to be a podcast. Okay, wait.
We have to comment on the comment.
I don't really... Like, it's crazy kind of like,
you started an entire podcast to say shit like this.
It's crazy you made an account to make a comment like that.
That's what I was going to say.
Well,
yeah, what's
next.
His name?
Bob
Star, Dylan. Star next. Invader 247.
This is also to both of us. Talk normally. Bunch of dumbass little LA girls.
Oh. Not from LA.
Got that one wrong.
Complete opposite coast.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm sorry. Before you say mine, I want to preface. I saw this one comment one time. I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, kind of weird comment to make. Then I got it three more times.
This is the comment. This girl that looks like Sid the Sloth is wrong. And then the second
from
comment,
Ice
like
Age.
The other day, was like Sid the Sloth looking ass. I was like,
was it the same person?
No, it's been different people. Okay, like, no, the best. These are the best. The amount of plastic in this video is astronomical. There's no plastic in this video.
Sorry, I was trying to redo back to Sid the Sloth. Like, do I look like Sid the Sloth?
I don't see the resemblance really.
Like at all. Like no. I don't. Someone's in the comment now being like, you do look like, pull up Sid the Sloth. I'll put a picture right here. Maybe we do have similarities. Like absolutely fucking not, dude. Kill them. Like, come on.
Oh my god. No
similarities, but it's just jokes that
someone
made.
You know what it might be? He has like a triangular face. So
I was gonna say that the head shape. Maybe
it's the
but like
his eyes are like
but like
this
again, it's like
anyways, I just because I saw it once, I'm like weird. Then I saw it two more times, I'm like, that's weird because that's a very specific character.
Whatever.
For all you know, it's the same person on all three of their burner accounts.
No, probably not.
People are weird, man.
There's
people
a lot
are
of
fucking weird on
there's
social
a lot
media.
Of plastic comments. Like the amount of plastic in this video is astronomical, which is weird. But also, it's funny that like men use that sort of comment to like attack women, like weaponize it. It's like okay.
Yeah, like they literally don't even know you. Like, how do they know that that's facts?
Yeah, it's like not even true here.
Are you
and like
me?
Half of them would be like attracted to that.
Yeah.
As well.
Anyways.
It's like
what, yeah, let me see your like pictures,
mad,
buddy.
You're
yeah.
just mad that we're speaking facts and you're behind the fucking keyboard. No, we got one once that was like basically we actually got a bunch like these and you didn't write these here. Basically that we have a speech impediment.
Yeah. Yeah. People think we have a speech, like they say, like speak properly. Like,
yeah,
you guys,
they're probably Americans that are fucking
yeah they don't,
idiots.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Also, I think we talk really fast, and sometimes we like skip over our words, so like it sounds like we're
like, sometimes my tongue like actually gets stuck in between teeth because I talk too fast. But
yeah,
like
it does
they,
happen to you sometimes.
They think it's like a speech impediment.
Yeah,
which is weird. Fix your nose is the last one.
Honestly, like I try and fix it with contour, but it doesn't always help. And also, I just don't think that we need to fix our
sorry,
nose.
Roman Francis have a hate comment.
Rome's
hate comment was, wow, this guy is the coolest kid in class when you were talking about, like, electronics and, like, technology.
But yeah, sarcastically.
Like, low-key, like, oh, yeah.
And for Francie, you're just speaking common sense, LOL. Which...
You were trying to make a point, like, mm-hmm. a profound
and
point.
And he was kind of just like, you're just, like, talking, like, common sense.
True. I don't know. Maybe you needed to hear it that day, little buddy.
Yeah.
Billy.
Anyways.
Yeah, this honestly, guy's so smart, man.
Yeah,
like,
I like hate comments. They're actually kind of funny.
Dude, there's one thing rappers are right about is that like people love to hate, man. Like they enjoy coming up with something that they think is clever to say to you. Like,
yeah.
And just
I don't know.
Getting
I just pride myself. Like, I've never left a hate comment on anybody's.
Why?
But like what happy person feels the need to like make fun of a person they don't know, like you know, like on the internet.
Yeah,
they don't
know you. Can
you
imagine
you?
Commenting on a woman's post? Fix your nose.
Yeah, or like, can you imagine like it wasn't the internet and it was like someone you were walking by on the, like the street? You
wouldn't never
say that.
Fix your nose or like fucking Sid the Sloth.
They would yeah. never fucking say it. No one would ever look at you and be like, "Yo, you really resemble Sid the Sloth."
Yeah, like,
oh my god.
I think that's the part that cheesed me more than anything. It's like you would not. Say this in person.
Yeah.
All,
or maybe they
all
would.
All fucking 411 no, of you would not have the balls to come tell
this,
me this in person.
I saw
like,
this one really pretty girl on TikTok. Like, she was
fucking
stunning.
In 77. Yeah.
And she was doing an outfit video. Like, she was wearing her outfit. And this guy from high school that I know comments, out of all these comments, says, negative assets. And I really felt like replying, like, why first of all, you're like, chill, because she is like way out of your league. Sorry. But second of all, like, why are you commenting that? Like, you know she's pretty. You know she's hot and you're commenting. It's almost kind of like, it was like to lessen her ego because she knew she was pretty, but like he commented that because she had like negative, I don't know. That rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, you're so like weird.
Like, I don't weird. Know. I think it's like, it takes a lot to put yourself out there, like on the internet, like talking about shit too. Like, this doesn't really relate to what you just said, but like for podcasts, I think especially like, because you're giving, all a podcast is an opinion. Yeah. Like you're talking and it's really scary to give your opinion and then put it on the internet. So I think like the people that comment stuff like this are just people that are intimidated by like people actually having the courage to get on here and give their opinion. You know what I mean? Because like, to be honest, like sometimes I'm scared to post some of the clips. Like, we'll edit clips. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if we should fucking post that because like, who knows what people are going to think or say. So like, fuck the haters. But
like we were talking about today, like we're so wrapped up in like other people's shit and just shit that doesn't matter that like, sometimes you need to hear the common sense thing. Yeah. Like, it's just something you haven't thought about for fucking years because you're so wrapped up in
it's real
what Beyonce's
shit.
Doing, what fucking Jay-Z has done today, what color underwear Kanye's wearing. It's like, you need to hear.
It's like real-ass shit. It's like,
if it's not, like, profound, people just think, like, you're dummy, like, obviously. Well, it's
but what
it's
are we all fucking philosophers?
It's a regular conversation.
You know, like, we're just talking here. Like, and this is almost, like, therapeutic. Like, just being able to, like, talk, like... 55 minutes have gone by. This felt like it's been five.
Like, we're
and
not
we've just
on
been
our
talking.
Phones,
yeah,
like,
no phones, no like fake dopamine or stimulants. Like just the conversation. We're just picking each other's brains.
It's the type of conversation like, you'd have. It's always what we say in the bedroom with like your best friend or your sister or your brother or your cousin. You're just literally talking like as if no one's there. But
honestly,
in.
This might be an idea for you guys. You guys should start a podcast
we've
called like Discord
it.
Chat
we've
or
really
something.
We've literally like talked
guys,
about that exact
that, you're
thing.
Like, I don't know why you don't do that. That's so easy to do. Like not to like dumb down. Like I know like going to work and coming home is tiring, but like you do that anyways. Like you don't even have to go like to a studio to do it. You can literally, you have mics at home. You have like a nice mic. Like just record. Yeah.
Even if we just made clips of us talking to our boys in Discord
every night,
that was so viral.
You could.
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
Dude, those conversations have
like
been
the
crazy.
Calders.
Because like, but again, that's like real convos. Like it's so fucking tiring to go online and just see convos about like oh, these things cause cancer and this is what you should do about it. Like, this is what you need to do to help this. Like, this is how you get from here to here. It's like,
obviously it's nice to see once in a while.
It's nice to see once in a while. What? What?
He was like, didn't you know avocados are bad?
Just like stupid, just stupid fucking information on like online.
Never drink water again. Like shit like that.
Yeah. Do you have this filter in your water? Yeah. If not, you're gonna fucking die. Yeah.
If your water bottle is made of biphenyl plastics.
Dude, like shut up. Like that's actually garbage.
Like I wanna know what you do when you wake up in the morning. Like what's the first thing you do? You know what I mean? Like I wanna know that. Is that weird?
Like me specifically? Are you asking me? Or?
No, I'm just saying in general, like those basic ass conversations are just so like humble and like real,
wholesome.
You know, like wholesome.
Wholesome, that's
like,
the
what
word,
do you do
yeah.
when you wake up in the morning? Like,
okay, that wraps up.
What?
Oh, yeah. We're like ranting now. Okay, guys.
Random thing. Someone at work came up to me. He's like, yo, you've been on this podcast a couple times. Like, what is it? I'm like, oh, keeping it gentle? Like, you seen it? He's like, yeah, like, it randomly came up on my Instagram.
Oh, no way.
Panos, if you see this, buddy, I fucking love you, man.
That's actually sick.
Oh, that's, like, nice when I hear that. Like, cool.
Right?
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining our rant. That was really therapeutic. I'm glad we had you guys on, and that was very wholesome. So make sure to like, comment, subscribe,
and stay
comment
tuned.
Nice things.
Stay tuned for some exciting shit.
Sam
does
this every single episode.
Yeah, okay, but this time
we're
for
actually
real.
Implementing it.
This time for real.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya
later.